Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League. Some massive news thudded onto my desk this morning. Zach Lomax has officially signed with the Parramatta Eels going into next year for the next 4 years. It looks to be around 600 to 700K per season from the reports that I've seen. And look, maybe true, maybe not, but I think it's around 2.5 million over 4 years, which is around the 600, 700K mark per season. It's a great price for Zach Lomax, especially if he is your fullback going down the road. Obviously, in the next few years for Gutho, potentially moving into the centres as he gets closer and closer to retirement. He's nowhere near that yet, but it's great to prep for the future. Obviously, we know how good Zach Lomax can be at fullback as well. I imagine coming into this side, he'll play centre. It'll be Penasini and Lomax in the centres with Simonson and Sivo on the wings, or, you know, Sivo and Russell on the wings, or even Simonson and Russell on the wings if Sivo obviously stays in reserve grade. We'll have to wait and see on that one. But they've found that missing link in the back line. They've found the missing link, and it is a great fucking missing link. Zach Lomax is going to add so much quote-unquote X factor that you're missing with Clint Gutherson into this side. I imagine he'll play on the left-hand side, so he'll be next to Dylan Brown. He's going to get a lot of quality ball. That left-hand side for the Parramatta Eels is going to be absolutely chaotic. It is literally going to be Dylan Brown, Sean Lane, Zach Lomax, and probably Bailey Simonson or Mike Acevo. If anyone's going to help Mike Acevo get more confidence too on that left-hand side, it is going to be Zach Lomax. He is an absolute freak. He'll be giving Acevo a lot of quality ball. Acevo will score a lot more tries with a guy like Zach Lomax next to him. That is if, you know, Lomax does go to play centre. If not, I imagine he'd probably stay on the right wing. We might see Simonson potentially move into the centres, or, you know, they'll probably put, you know, Sean Russell there, move Sean Russell to the left, something like that. You know, we could see Lomax play on the wing with Penasini in the centres on that right-hand side, and even the right-hand side there would be so dangerous with a combination of Penasini and Lomax. I don't think it's as likely because you do want to even out your edges, and obviously they are missing a spot. Obviously, in the centres there, that has been the spot that they've been trying to fill over the past few years since Tom Opacek left, and they've finally filled that position. I don't think that they'd stack up that right-hand side. I think they'd evened it out, so Lomax would go back to the left for me, but great signing. Great, great signing. Whether he plays wing or centre, it is an amazing signing for the Parramatta Eels, and they're going to get so much out of him. The combination that himself, obviously Gutherson, Brown and Moses are going to build, it is just going to be insane. I imagine he's going to get a bit of a roaming license there at the Parramatta Eels as well. He's going to be a great signing for them, and he's going to be probably one of the signings of the year there as well. As I said, whether he plays on the wing or in the centres, he is going to be one of the better signings of the season for sure going into 2025. Great player, lots of upside. Obviously, for the Dragons, it is a massive loss. It is one of your marquee men. It is one of the guys that it does a lot for you in your team. It is going to be a pretty decent loss. They have obviously got a few guys coming through the ranks. I've heard a lot about a Sevelio Tamale. Apparently, he's the next big best thing coming through. Recently upgraded into the top 30 squad. He'll probably get some more game time going into the next few weeks, obviously. With Jack Bird out, I imagine he'll be making his debut. But I've heard a lot about Sevelio Tamale. They talked about him on Bloke just recently too. I think 2 weeks ago they brought him up. But obviously, he is definitely going to be someone they consider to debut on that right centre side. Obviously, then to take over from Lomax, I imagine, moving forward. But he's a great player, a lot of upside, and definitely one of the players of the future too in this St. George side. I imagine he'll be getting a lot more game time. We might even see Lomax move into the centres, back into the centres, I should say. And then we'll see Sevelio Tamale play on the wing or vice versa. Either way, I imagine this guy will be making his debut, but we'll find out when the team lists do come out. There's been a lot of raps about him. He has been touted since the rumours started for Lomax to go to Parramatta that he was going to be the replacement. So, yeah, look, very excited to see how he goes. It is still a pretty big loss, and it's big shoes to fill for Sevelio with Lomax leaving the club. But They have got a lot of faith in their younger guys. You know, Shane Flanagan's got a lot of faith in this team as well. I'm excited to see who they get with the money that obviously they're going to lose. They're going to get back, sorry, from letting Lomax leave early. I'm excited to see who they bring into this team in terms of new recruits going into the offseason and obviously a little bit early yet. Keep in mind, they also do probably, most likely, get back Cody Ramsey. He's a name that's been forgotten about as well. He'll probably come back, you know, maybe late this season, probably early next season, obviously with his illness and stuff like that. I don't know how far down the track he is. I don't know what his recovery process is like. I haven't heard his name come up all year, really, which is very surprising. I imagine he'll come back into the fold somewhere as well. So, you know, they've got a few guys to look forward to with Lomax obviously leaving at the end of the year now. But as I've said, it's a great signing for the Parramatta Reels. They're going to get a lot out of him. As for the Dragons, they have got some great guys coming through. Sevelio Tamale definitely comes to mind, but they've also got Cody Ramsey to come back into the team as well. Christian Tuipulotu as well, they got during the off-season, or actually during the start of this season, they picked him up. And then obviously they've got the Fagai brothers in there as well. Sione Finau, they've got as well. They've got a lot of young guys that can fill that spot. It is going to be interesting to see who wins that spot going into next year. And obviously we'll find out a little bit of that when we see who comes in, obviously, for Jack Bird, who's going to be out going into this week with concussion protocols. But, yeah, great signing for the Parramatta Reels. That's full time. See you in the next one.